taking a little minute to get it's hot. I'd have to say that, but the first day, I think we started off a little slower, speaking from the receivers-wise. Wasn't enough energy and going around in our group, so the next day we tried to come out, you know, just make a few more plays, having the energy in and out the huddle, just prove ourselves to coach that we're ready to go. So there's been adjustments made, so we just got to continue to progress each and every day.
What do you like about the no huddle that you guys run there early in practice?
Well, it's give us time to get set and see what the defense is going to do and keep them out of position, switching in and out of personnel, so we can take advantage of the personnel that they have out there. Hopefully in the regular and win three wides and try to spread the ball out a little bit, use our speeds and make a few plays.
Is that the fastest tempo you've played?
Yes, most definitely. Besides being a two-minute, each and every, just having no huddle each time. Starting out in the beginning of practice, not at the end of practice.
Yeah, at the end of practice.
And what's the biggest challenge keeping up that tempo?
Well, we got to make sure we're in condition to keep up that tempo offensively so we can get the ball snap and keep the defense out of position.
Communication is not a problem?
No, communication hasn't been the problem. I think we're all on the same page as far as knowing what we have to do. On the concept that's going to be ran, so that's been pretty one of the things that we worked ourselves on.
You talked about the fast pace. I mean, that's designed to keep the defense off balance.
Right.
But what is the challenge that you guys have to do? What do you feel?
The key is just going to be on the same page and communicate and understanding what we want to do and get accomplished while we're moving at that fast pace. So we got to communicate with coach on a downtime and make sure we're doing the things that he wants us to do in order to be successful.
Do you feel, is it fair to say you will have less decisions to make once you run without
offense? Yes, I guess you can say that. There's still adjustments that you're going to have to make in this offense, just not as much as we usually have to do in the past.
And how helpful do you think that's
going to be? Very helpful. I think it's going to allow all of us out there as far as tight ends and receivers to go out there and play a lot faster and use our abilities and not think as much.
With you, let's say specifically last year, some things, interceptions have a lot of stories, who's what the problem is. But can you think of some or have a number of how many of those were miscommunications between you and Eli?
At least majority of them. Maybe some was just not being competitive and just getting open as far as me on my behalf. But I think at least by 80% of them was miscommunication, not being on the same page. All of them. I think all of them can. That's going to be key for us this season, to create some of those turnovers that we had last year into touchdowns. Well, I have to say I'm a lot more comfortable in my position now, just being here, going to my third year, knowing what I have to do and go out there and accomplish as a player and what the coaches are looking for out of me. So as far as that end of the bargain, that's what I'm trying to hold upon.
Do you feel like you have something to prove or show people what you
always do? There's always something you have to prove. Whether it may be being a step up as a starter and continue to make those plays and be more consistent.
Is there certain things you feel like you need to do this year better or stuff you've worked on?
I want to be able to still create a lot more separation to make sure I keep my body language positive and positive for Eli so he knows what I'm going to do. And that's going to be key with me and him communicating. And just going out there, man, playing fast and making plays is going to be my main objective.
Ruben, there's a perception that with this offense, more of the big plays will come with yardage after the catch.
Yes.
As opposed to throwing it downfield.
Yes.
How much of that is true? Do you expect that it's more incumbent upon the receivers to make those plays afterwards? Is that really the way it's designed?
That's been pretty much the concept throughout this last past 2 days at least. I don't think we have to throw it deep much yet. It's going to be upon us to just create this separation and also have to catch and make a few guys miss and gain those yards after the catch.
Is it easier, do you think, as a receiver to either get the separation early to make the bigger play, or is it more incumbent upon you now, once you catch that ball, to do some kind of Michael Jackson move to get away?
Well, I think it's going to come natural to most guys, especially in the receiver room. Yards after the catch is something that you have within yourself and the ability that you have to make guys miss. And that's going to be key for us just beginning of the route, just create that separation, get the ball in their hand. After that, I think everybody in that room can take a yards at the catch.
New style of offense. They brought in a few receivers, Larry, Odell. Is it looked at as a competition? Because there's a different style of receiving now. Is it short to make things happen?
Right.
Is it looked at as a competition? Who's going to actually get those spots on the receiving
court? As far as now, no. I don't think it's been looked at. I think all of us trying to help each other out. This is a new offense, and we're all learning right now. And we just want to make sure everybody's out there and have as many numbers as possible to help us be successful in this offense. I don't think we're going to try to bring each other down because we're going to need each and every one of us. So we got to make sure we're all on that same level to go out there and compete.
Do you have any personal goals for yourself for this season?
Personal goals? Nah, man. Score as many touchdowns as possible, make as many yards as possible. That's it.
You talked about being separation in an offense that's operating faster and closer to the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. That's not always going to be possible.
Right.
Does your size give you an advantage?
It definitely does. Sometimes you're not going to get that separation that you want, but you got to be able to. Not only my size, but anybody as a receiver, you got to be able to use your body to create this separation sometime, no matter how big you may be. So that's something we also talked about this morning in meeting, you know, creating a separation, you know, with our arms and things like that. When there's tight coverage, maybe separate and get the ball.
That's something you personally work on in terms of ways to use, you know, your size to shield the defender?
Yes, it's something that's usually come natural to me. Just having used my basketball background that I had, just trying to position myself to go out there and get the ball.